We are a soul having a human experience. And how often do we want to bypass the human experience? You know what? I'll be happy when. I'll be happy when my book becomes a bestseller. I'll be happy when I finish this phase, or, you know, I'll be happy when I buy a house, when I get a job. Whatever story we tell ourselves, we're a soul. We chose to have this human experience. But here's the thing. I feel like if you let the noise of the world consume you, then you're going to really feel it. Because the planet is going to continue being in chaos. But if you just feel what's happening inside you, I'm not telling you not to send love to where there's pain, of course, you know, but how much of that can you change? But you can change you and feel the peace in you, and then maybe you don't feel the chaos.
Hello, hello, high vibing it homies. Welcome back to another epic episode of one of your favorite podcasts, hopefully, High Vibing It. If you're new here, welcome. We are here to talk about spiritual stuff, to giggle, to grow, to laugh, to expand, and make your spiritual journey as easy and frictionless as it can be, and to eliminate as much unnecessary suffering as possible so that you can manifest your best life, align with your highest self, and just love yourself deeply through that process. Because as we know, it is a process to be aligning with your highest self and trying to live your best life, because it can be a little tricky out here in human suit on this earth at this time. So we're excited to be with you guys as always. Welcome. Any new Patreon members, you know who you are. Shout out to you. Thanks for joining our Patreon. We love you. It helps to support the show. We were actually just able to get a podcast editor for the first time in a long time, thanks to your guys' support, which helps us so much, honestly. We're just trying to be like in our zone of genius and not be busy all the time doing a bunch of busy work. So if that's a sign for you to do the same, maybe that's why I'm saying it. But today we're really excited to have a new friend on, an amazing guest, Nimesh Radia. He is a spiritual mentor. He's an Akashic Records reader, and he hosts the wonderful podcast Spiritual Journey Podcast, which Lindsay and I have both guested on. So go tune in, check out our episodes. They're very juicy, very like behind the scenes, very tell all. So I think you'll really enjoy those. But Nimesh, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here. We had both exciting conversations with both of you. And yeah, I've been looking forward to it. So I'm excited to be here.
This is going to be great. I know that Kelsey and I were just gushing. We had pretty extensive convo about our readings, and I don't know how much about those we're going to get into today. I'm open to, but I want to first focus on you and your work. So can you just tell people who don't know about your work, like what you do and kind of how you got into it?
Oh, I'd love to. And so I spent many years in the corporate world, and I was doing really well. And many years ago, probably too long to think about, but then a friend of mine at the time decided that I was being too successful. I experienced some dark magic. For a couple of years, I was in a dark space, but I was guided out of it. I met a religious lady who basically told me that somebody had done some darkness to me, guided me through it. I got through it. Within a couple of days after I got through it, I got offered a director level role, which took me back into corporate, but more importantly, opened me up to spirituality and kind of led me down a path of looking for mentors, healers, teachers for a while to fix me. You know, tell me what I need to do. Give me a course and I'll be fixed. But over time, I realized I don't need to be fixed. And I started working with my mentor, my friend, Sidra Jeffrey, who helped me to understand the healer I am, the light I have. But she passed away in a fire, aged only 38 years old, in March 2020. But it quickly helped me realize that, one, I was playing safe, and two, she became one of my spiritual guides. And she's the one that pushed me to learn how to read Akashic Records. Akashic Records, which we both have experienced, are a record of what our soul's been through, current life, past life, future life. And through the records, I got the message that my voice is my gift, which is why I started the podcast. I sort of named it after Sidra. It has her initials, Spiritual Journey, Sidra Jeffrey. I only learned the records because I wanted to understand my soul contract with her, but it's such a beautiful experience. I'd started reading for friends. I've now read for thousands. It led me down a path to realize I wasn't playing safe. The corporate world wasn't for me. So I left the corporate world, and I guide people on their spiritual journey. I guide people. I hold their space while they're going through a shift. I also read Akashic Records. The podcast is going great. I get to have beautiful conversations with people like you two. So I love what I get to do. I feel like, and we were talking about before, that we're all going through a shift, right? You guys mentioned at the beginning, it's such a beautiful time to be on this planet because we're all kind of going through some shift. And yes, it can feel painful at times, but I feel like we all chose to be here. We all chose to be here during this crazy time as a soul. We all chose to release so much karma. It's because we can and we could.
I really love the idea that we chose to be here. And me and Kelsey know this, like we talk about it a lot, but I think that might still for some people be like, really, Lindsay? Really, Nimesh? Really, are you kidding me? Honestly, like, we didn't come to play around. Like, when you think of it in that lens, like, we didn't just come to have an easy life. We are the warriors, the fighters, the change makers, the voices, the healers. And this is our, I was thinking as you were telling your journey that so many of our guests who have these gifts started in the lie that we were sold. including the program, right? Like you spend a bunch of money in college, you do well in school, you graduate, you get a degree, you go be someone's employee, and then you die. Maybe you'll get a hobby. Maybe you'll do something that you like once in a while. And I think that it speaks to so many people because if you're here and you started that way, perhaps this is your journey to claiming that back, claiming back your story, claiming back your journey and your gifts that you have and had in past lives. This is the life where I'm going to actually let it show. But the journey is giving myself the freedom, permission, and bravery, right, to be able to do that and really showing up for myself. So I just like that story. And it really kind of weaves such a good thread with I would say a majority of our guests, Kels, you might call me out on that, but I think a lot of our guests were like, oh, I was once in the corporate world, or I started out here and I realized very quickly I was successful, but not happy. And so I decided to find my joy. And so maybe your words will help someone else do that if they're in that place, because I can guarantee you, you're going through a shift. Everyone listening right now, it's happening.
100%. And it isn't because we did choose to be here. And I really feel like this period, we're releasing more karma ancestrally and personally than probably, again, just a view that maybe would have taken us multiple lifetimes previously. So I feel like for some of us, it feels accelerated. For some of us, it probably feels really slow. But I really believe we all chose to be here. We're all releasing so much karma, and it was a choice. And sometimes I trigger people when I say that, because if you're going through something intense, why would you choose it? But it is, before you incarnated into this physical body, your soul already knew what you were here to experience. And you're not going to be given anything that you can't handle. So you can take it. And, if you listen to this podcast, maybe there's somebody listening saying, well, actually, they're not talking to me, because maybe I'm meant to live. Now, if you listen to this podcast, you are meant for something more. And if you're going through a shift, if you feel like your current existence isn't, you don't belong in it, then maybe you don't. Maybe it's time for you to look at something else. Maybe it's time, because I do feel like a lot of people are being activated right now. A lot of people are feeling something differently inside and kind of being activated in some kind of way. And we're here for it, right? We're here for it. And it's time for people to shine their light. And let's be honest, this last few years have been intense.
Yeah.
I feel like a cycle started during COVID and it's kind of coming to some sort of closure in this period of this energy. So
yeah,
be open to magic.
Be open to magic. Give yourself permission. Open to magic. We're here for it. I really want to dive into the shift and the rebirth energy. So really, I just feel like this podcast is meant for people who are going through big changes or feel like they're about to or on the tail end, anywhere in the cycle of change. And maybe it feels overwhelming. Maybe there's not a lot of clarity around it. Maybe it just feels heavy. Maybe you feel stuck. Like, whatever it is, just know that I feel like everyone I know is going through some sort of massive, massive life change, or title change, or career change, or parental status change, or environmental change, or whatever it is.
Or like just energetic.
All of the above.
you might not be able to name it. It's just something that you feel
right
is happening to you.
Yeah. For sure. So I guess the question would be, is there any advice or are there any messages that are coming through that are similar in a lot of the readings that you're doing from people's spirit team that like maybe the people on this call would benefit?
I know what Kelsey's was pretty much not identical, but there was a theme for sure.
For sure. And there's going to be because you've both connected, right? You see, you both have this podcast together. So, but there is a theme where everybody is, you're right, everybody's going through some kind of shift. And that's why I said, I feel like we're closing our cycle. And what does a rebirth look like? That everything that used to excite you doesn't excite you more. Maybe you've lost some friends. Maybe you just don't feel connected. The things that used to excite you don't excite you anymore. And it's just, but for me, when I was, you know, going through the recent shift, it's kind of been feeling like I've been in a holding pattern. You know, when you're on a flight and you're about to land and they like, okay, we haven't got a spot yet. And you kind of go, and I feel like a lot of us have been in this holding pattern. We can feel a shift coming. And the thing is, from a human perspective, everyone says, I love change. Oh my God. I live for change. Do you really? Because most people like change when they can see it coming. This change is making everyone feel uncomfortable because we can't see it coming. And the planet is going through a shift, right? The planet is going through a huge shift. So for many of us, we're connected to the planet, so we can feel the shift the planet is going through. We can feel the shift that's happening inside. We want to know what it is because we want to control it.
And we want to know it for our benefit. The hard part is like there's always a fear of the unknown that what if it's going to be worse? Which, you know, your soul knows, but your logic and who decides, is a real stinker. Yeah.
And who decides what's better or worse, right? But it's, I guess the reality is coming anyway.
Mm. That was what he said to me, guys, just so you guys know, like one of the biggest things I remember from the reading is like, hey, resistance is futile. It's happening. So any part of you that's still holding on to this old version of you, like, it's going to happen. So, and I kind of was like, in a way, it made me feel relief because it's like, okay, so I can't mess it up. That was I can't mess it up. But also, what do you mean it's going to happen anyway? What if I don't want it to? What if I'm not ready? And there's that little kid that's like, what if I don't want things to change because I'm afraid of the unknown and it's going to be worse? And I think that's a very human emotion. But underneath it all, the intent behind the message, I believe, Nimesh, was you can't mess it up. It's going to be fine. And the more you stop resisting it, the smoother it's going to go.
And I can't believe I quoted a movie in your reading, Resistance is Futile. But anyway.
Resistance is Futile.
I love it. But here's what's happening, right? It's this, the connection between our human and our spirit is getting kind of extended because the spirit knows, the soul knows that there's nothing to fear. But the humans fought for this version of us so much. It's like we've been through so much. And what, you asking me to let go? You're telling me there's more change coming? Are you crazy? And so the human is just like, you know what? Let's just have a bit of calm for a little while. And this period, there is no calm. I mean, I feel like, because I do a monthly reading through the records, I feel like I've been saying every month, the energy is still intense. The energy is intense. I think I've come to realize this energy is just staying. It's staying. It's different. But it's continued to, and this rebirth, how much control have we already had in the past 5 years? The only thing we really control is this moment. And if we can feel the magic, the beauty in this moment, then maybe the next moment becomes even more magical because the control is just an illusion. Let's be honest. I mean, who could have predicted lockdown? Who could have predicted the craziness of even this year?
I don't know. You probably did. You have
No. I mean, I've been predicting the craziness for.
Yeah, well,
I said 2 years, but now it's maybe 18 months left. So I felt the planet is going through this massive shift. Feel is coming, shifting from divine masculine to divine feminine. But those words are easy, right? Those words are easy when I tell other people. The planet's going through a shift, and when you're going through it personally, everybody goes through it, right? And the human in us wants to hold on because we've fought for this version of ourselves. We've been through so much. We've fought so many calming battles, so many personal battles. And when somebody like us comes along and said, you're going through a rebirth, which means you have to let go of that version of yourself, that version of yourself is like, no, wait, I'm not ready to go.
Yeah.
I want to hold on to all these things I've been doing, because you're right. What if what else comes along is perceptively worse? What if I don't want to go through any more pain? I've been through so much. I just want an easy life, whatever that looks like. But the reality is our soul chose to be here, to create something that's never been created, to go through this shift like a planet's never gone through before. And what if we're meant to create something that's never been done before? And what if everything we're going through in the shift that we're talking about is training us for what's coming next?
Did you know that this show is 100% self-produced and made possible by listener support? If you love the show and want to help us keep bringing you all the good stuff, join our Patreon. Your support helps us cover editing, software, and everything we need to keep this podcast going and growing strong. As a Patreon member, you'll unlock amazing perks like early access to every episode, extended video content, behind-the-scenes footage, and more. And the best part? If you're one of the next 100 people to join, you'll get our exclusive manifestation toolkit valued at over $100 as soon as we hit our goal of 100 patrons. Head to patreon.com/highvibe to join, and we'll see you inside. I always want to put a little honey on the wound because I want to feel for the people that are actually like nervous in the way that it can be nerve-wracking to hear things like this. Here's what helps me anyway. I'm not the same person I was when I was 10. I'm not the same person I was when I was 20. I'm not the same person I was when I was 30. Okay. We are always evolving, and I've done it without actually really trying. So if it helps anyone, you are already not going to be the same person. I think it's every 7 years, even on a physical level, we're completely different. Our cells literally change. So resistance is futile in that way. And also, I've never landed worse. I've always only just gotten better. And I think everybody can relate to that on some level. If you really try, like, you will always end up somehow, some way, in one area or another, a little bit better than you were before, because you know more, you've learned more, you've experienced more. And I just think it has to progress in that direction.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes you look at things with rose-tinted glasses, right? You look at anything, but here's the reality is that as you grow older, the veil of amnesia, you start to understand why you're here at a deeper
level. Yes.
So everything you've experienced, kind of the veil gets thinner and thinner and thinner, and you start to realize why your soul picked this journey. But the key is also, because you asked me what can people do, and the couple of things I always recommend is, one, change your question. Because if you keep staying in, why does this happen to me? I knew it was going to happen to me. Then those questions don't help. Whereas if you start to change, okay, why did I pick this journey? What's my lesson here? What can I integrate? Because I'll always say that pain is inevitable, suffering is optional, which means as a soul, we're meant to go through painful experiences. We just are. But then when we stay in situations that are painful, that's where suffering starts to happen. So if you look at your world and ask, okay, who in my world have I finished with? My soul contract's done. Am I creating space for new souls? The other thing is, so often we want to bypass the human experience. We want to just like have this big epiphany, this big, so we understand our purpose, our gift, and all of a sudden it becomes magical. You've got to meet the universe halfway. So your self-care routine, your time in meditation, your, you know, spending time in nature, going for walks, you know, doing things that lift your soul up and putting you at the center and kind of considering your boundaries, you've got to meet the universe halfway. And let go of your expectations of what magic looks like. Because a lot of the conversations I have is where, you know, you tell everybody they have guides and they have gifts. I don't hear any messages. It's your expectations of what magic looks like. It's your expectations of what those messages look like that actually stop you from experiencing true magic. So meet the universe halfway, look after yourself, set clear boundaries, and just allow magic to happen in whatever form. Because I feel like our guides have jokes too, right? They have a beautiful sense of humor to making sure that we feel the magic. And unless we are open to it, we miss it sometimes.
Not me. It's hard to miss. My guys would be slapping me across the face. As you know, since I met Nimesh, I've been like sharing little stories with him. And he's like, oh yeah, your guides, they like to mess with you. They like to show off. And I'm like, yeah, I'm aware. And Lindsay knows too. And even they use Lindsay all the time. Like, for example,
I think I talked about this on a recent podcast, but peacocks were like this thing. And on TikTok, I fell into this like Hecate, like the goddess Hecate. She was like trying to reach out to me through the algorithm. So I was like getting all these Hecate videos. And then it was like, Hecate is going to send you a peacock. So I was like, okay, whatever. Sure. And then, sure enough, I was shown a peacock literally within 24 hours. And it was like in the most dramatic way possible. I went to this dance show. There was a whole piece on peacocks. They were all dressed like peacocks. And then at the end, there was like this big peacock on the screen behind them. So I was like, okay, it's very good.
There's no way you could miss it, right?
Like, how can I deny this, right? How can I deny, right? So I'm like, okay, haha, good one. Like, very funny. And then later, I saw... I don't know if this is the correct order because I got so many signs. But then this girl was like doing this fake like PR unboxing on her Instagram, and she opens a box and this albino peacock jumps out of the box. Like, who would imagine a peacock coming in the mail? Nobody. Right. And then Lindsay's kid went to the zoo, and then she's like, oh, by the way, guess what? He was just telling me he saw a bunch of at the zoo. Peacocks. And then she like sends me this video of him talking about all the peacocks at the zoo.
Say, the first thing I saw was a peacock. And I was like,
yeah, he literally went right into it. No hesitation. Yeah. So then Lindsay's delivering me more peacocks. And then my husband, like, his inner child loves nothing more than to watch some WWE, right? So we got the wrestling on at night sometimes. And now it's like live on Netflix. So he's like, oh, it's live. It's so exciting, right? So he turns it on. And then the guys are talking smack before the SmackDown. And the main guy is wearing a robe full of golden peacocks. I'm like, oh my gosh, you cannot make this up. Like, I cannot escape the peacocks now.
So what's your act? What are you doing with the, what does it mean? What are you doing?
Well, here's how it went. First, Hecate was like, I'm gonna send you peacocks. And I was like, okay, girl, sure. And so then she did. But then I was like, I'm gonna ask, because, so I have this book. I don't know if Nimesh knows about my book called Letters to the Universe. So this is a scripting journal that I wrote. And inside the book, one of the questions is, because I make people like go through my special question process of self-inquiry before they write their letter to the universe to get really clear and really clean. And one of the questions is, what signs will the universe show me so that I'll know my desire is on its way? And of course, I was writing a letter about my book and like selling a lot of copies, and like being this best-selling author and stuff. And so I was getting into those vibes, and I was like, well, you know, Hecate told me peacock, so I'm going to make that my sign. So I wrote, I'm going to see peacocks, and that's how I'm going to know that it's all going to come true and it's all going to work out, and I need to relax and stop being a control freak and freaking out. And then, what do you know? Peacocks left and right ever since then.
I love it. I love it. And that's the thing. When you open to magic, I mean, you could have watched WWE and just not really been paying attention, right?
Right.
And,
that's only the first couple of minutes before they start fighting, yeah, and they take off the rope.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is, you know, because Lindsay asked, well, what does it mean? You know, sometimes we didn't need confirmation that they're there.
Yeah.
And, you know, I love to ask my guys, you know what, today I want you to show up and show off. Because I feel like they love showing off. And because the other thing we need to realize is not all of our guides have been human. And not all of our guides know what we need for them unless we ask them, right? So it's a partnership. We shouldn't put them on a pedestal. We shouldn't feel like they know everything. So sometimes we need the sign, right? And sometimes they send us the sign and it's like, no, that's not a proper sign. We need a proper sign. Yeah. And it's like, they're like, wait, what? You asked for a sign. We give you a sign. Oh, and that's not, because it's like, there's a part of us that maybe doesn't believe that they're there. And we're almost, sometimes we expect them to let us down. And the reality is our soul picked them to guide us, and they love us unconditionally, but they don't always know what help we need unless we tell them. So if you wanted to sign up by your book, you journaled about it. It's what I said about me meeting them halfway. It's like, you've got to, this is how I want you to show off. I want you to, but then let go of the expectations. So it's like, you asked for peacocks. If you didn't physically see a peacock in front of you, it's like, well, I didn't see a peacock. But you were open to see them in different ways, and they showed off, right? Because you allowed them to. And that's the beauty is, we've stopped having fun. We've stopped really believing in true magic. Life has become so serious, because it is serious, right? There's so much happening on the planet. But what if we allow magic to happen to us? And what if, just, you know, Lindsay, before we were talking about your kids and they're being at home and stuff. I feel like there's so much magic in kids. They have such an openness to experience the world. And what if we let our inner child out more? What if we just, you know, crying is such a spiritual activity, but so is laughter. Laughing and having that belly laugh is so healing. I feel like we've got to learn to have fun again, learn to be a child again. It's just, you know, I just love it. I feel like we all chose to be here. That's the first, look, the stages of healing are, first stage is always awareness. Listening to podcasts like this and asking different questions allows you to become aware. The second stage is accepting. Accepting you're exactly where you're meant to be. Accepting that you're not going to go backwards to and be that person that maybe you thought was in a better place. You always, change is the only constant. You're always going to move forward, but accept this version of you. Even if you're going through a rebirth and we're asking you to let go of this version of you, accept this version of you and then embrace the new version. Because acceptance is much harder than awareness. Awareness is like opening a door. Once it's open, you can't shut it. It's done. It's done. You're you know, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this sort of stuff, but you know, you know you're aware that if you're doing dumb shit, then you're doing dumb shit because you come aware, right? You can't shut that door. But accepting it is harder because you start to judge yourself. You start to, oh, I can't believe I've been doing this for so many years. I can't believe I'm still doing this. No, no judgment. Just fall in love with this version of you and then embrace the next version.
And have more fun. Because what else are we going to do, guys? Life's hard enough.
Yeah.
Let's just have fun. More fun, more magic, more signs. Oh, one thing I wanted to say about the signs before we continue on from that little conversation is something that I like to do is I'll be really specific with my spirit team and be like, if I see this thing, I'm going to interpret it as this. So don't show it to me unless that's what you're talking about. So I'll be very specific, like I was with the book. Like, if you show me peacocks, I'm going to think that that means that my book is going to be an awesome bestseller and that I shouldn't worry. But if it means something else, don't send it to me. Or I'll be like, for example, I always see angel numbers, but I had to be like, don't send me three numbers in a row. That doesn't mean anything to me now because they're everywhere. So it's just too much. So I'm like, only four or five or six. Like, it needs to be four in a row or more. That's my new thing. So I always see them still. And so I was very specific with them. I was like, if I see three, I'm not going to make it mean anything because I see them all the time. But if you send me four, I'll pay attention. But they still send them to me.
Yeah. You love working your guys high, your guys.
Yeah, like, I make them work for it. I mean, they be making me work for it, so I'll be making them work for it.
That's the beauty of also what Lindsay is saying is we are a soul having a human experience. And how often do we want to bypass the human experience? You know what? I'll be happy when. I'll be happy when my book becomes a bestseller. I'll be happy when I finish this phase or, you know, I'll be happy when I buy a house, when I get a job. Whatever story we tell ourselves, we're a soul. We chose to have this human experience. I sometimes wonder why I chose a human experience, but that's a much deeper conversation. We chose to be here. So I'm going to try my best to live in the moment and accept that I chose this human experience.
You know, a good question to ask would be if you're skeptical, if my soul knew that I was going to be alive in this moment, what would it want to be doing? What would my soul want to be doing in this moment? Or what would my soul want to do tomorrow? What does my soul want to do right now? That's a good one.
Yeah, I always love starting the morning by asking my guides, all right, what can I do today that's going to lift my soul? What can I do today that's going to allow me to truly embrace this human experience? And the thing is, what happens is normally you get your guides, the message comes through softly and very light and very fluffy and very loving. And then what happens? Your ego comes in and says, you can't be doing that today because you've got this to do. You've got this to do. You've got this to do. It's like, just breathe. Whatever the first thing that comes through, because our guides don't always feel like, I mean, I feel like Kelsey's guides have been shouting to her, but our guides don't always come in shouting, right? A lot of the time, the message is loving and it's light, but your ego tends to speak much louder. But if you do the self-care, you start to truly connect with your intuition. And no matter how your ego shouts, you'll hear the message. But why can't you start every morning by asking, what can I do today to lift my soul, to have some magic, and you know, to kind of truly embrace life? And whatever that is, you know, even if you do it later in the day, well, find time, make yourself a priority and enjoy life. You know, just And the thing is, the more that you do that, the more you guys will start to communicate, and the more that more time you'll have to experience magic. It just becomes with one action, right? Because what are you doing? You're sending, you know, Kelsey, when she sent the message out, she was like, show up for me, show off. Actually, but when you do, I'm actually going to take action on it. And that's the trick, is it's a partnership. Allow them to show off. And when they do, acknowledge it and take action on it. And I get, I make it sound super simple. I, you know, maybe it is.
And I like how you said some signs are just just meant for confirmation, and that sometimes is all you need. I know within a couple days of you and I talking, Nimesh, it was like I was getting, that's why it was so hard and so hard to have like that on top of everything else. Because before, I think I told you before we spoke, I was getting bombarded with like, this is your next chapter. Not like in a mean way, but it was that intense, like intense to where I couldn't even recover from the last thing until another thing would just send waves over me. But I think when I look back at like what was happening in that, I don't know, 2 weeks or something crazy, it was confirmation after confirmation, because I wasn't able to recover in time, I wasn't able to logic my way out of it. It was like, we're just going to hit you hard. We're going to hit you fast so that you can't back out. And not that I would, but I probably would have tried. Exactly. So they just came in so fast that like you can't. And it was too synchronistic, too perfect, too much like slap in the face. This is what's happening now, that I just couldn't ignore it. So sometimes confirmation's all you need, over and over and over and over and over again.
Hey there, it's Lindsay. Are you ready to transform your life and achieve your biggest dreams? Well, welcome to the Align Your Mind membership. As a seasoned hypnotherapist, I've crafted a digital sanctuary where you can access powerful hypnotherapy audios anytime, anywhere. Imagine waking up each day feeling empowered, confident, connected to the universe, and ready to conquer your goals. With AYM, you'll experience deep, long-lasting transformations in every area of your life. If you're ready to rewire your mind, release what's holding you back, and start living your dreams, don't wait any longer. Just click the link in the episode description and start embodying your highest potential today.
Hey, all my creators out there. It's 2025. Don't you think it's time to turn your expertise into income and take control of your future? Kajabi is the leading creator commerce platform to monetize your content. So whether it's courses, coaching programs, memberships, even podcasts, Kajabi gives you all the tools you need to start directly earning from your knowledge. And the best part is you can try it free for 30 days and see the possibilities for yourself. But don't wait. Go to the episode description, click the link, and start building your dream business today.
But I do feel like this period has been like that for a lot of people. And you know, sometimes, like I said, our guides don't always understand. So if it's too much, we can ask them to slow down. But at the end of the day, if, like Lindsay, you were describing, you need them to do that because you're going through a shift. And, you know, if you slow down, then all of a sudden your ego will get in the way and start to want more information. Sometimes they'll do that. They'll send in lots of information to you consistently so that, because you're going through a shift, that's what it feels like.
Yep.
You know, what does a rebirth look like is you feel disconnected to your old self. You feel like something inside you is dying. It's like you're almost mourning your old self. But mourn your old self. You know, I may be a bit crazy, but I love going to the graveyard and just burying or cremating the old version of myself and allow the new version of me to be born. Maybe you don't want to go that extreme.
But I probably would plant a tree. I'd plant a tree in honor of my old self. Because that's
even better, right? You're crazy.
So whatever, I think that's a great idea though. Like some kind of small commemoration to like honor that past self. And not only does it honor the past self, but I think energetically, as you well know, it will invite that new energy in because you're committing to setting aside the old and bringing in the new now. It's like it's an intention, right?
Yeah. And also use your connection to Gaia, to Mother Earth. Walk barefoot on grass. Walk barefoot. If you're near water, even better. Walk barefoot in water and just allow everything you're holding on to be washed away and create. The thing is, when you do that, you're creating space in you. So then intentionally ask Gaia, your guides, whoever, to replace everything you've just released with beautiful angelic light. Just allow it to happen. And, you know, you do that barefoot in grass, barefoot in sand, barefoot in water, whatever resonates, and just allow Gaia, source, your guides, whatever you want to call it, whatever you believe in, to release everything, feel yourself being cleansed, and then replace whatever you've just released with beautiful angelic light. Allow it to integrate. Who cares who's watching you? It's like sometimes we're conscious, oh my God, and, you know, I'm closing my eyes in water. People, does it really matter? Does it?
Is it about them or about you? Yeah.
100%.
And they might be inspired. You never know. You might be like, what's that person doing? It looks kind of nice. Maybe I should try it.
100%.
I used to actually do that when I moved to Columbus, Ohio. So I just moved, for anyone who doesn't know my story, from San Diego to Columbus, Ohio after a breakup. And I was going through so much in Columbus. I was only there for 2 years, but I had lived by myself. It was my first time on my own. I ended up in a relationship with this twin flame fiasco. I was like healing from this past breakup that I had just been through. I didn't have any friends. I was like not sure about my career. Like everything was so heavy and crazy for me during this time. And there was so many beautiful parks in Columbus. So when it wasn't freezing, I would go to the park and I would sit, and there was a lot of big trees, and I would sit with my back to a tree and I would just cry. I would just cry and cry and cry and let the tree like hold me like Mother Willow, like Pocahontas, just let them hold me. And I would just ask them, like, just transmute these tears, like, please take this density and like use it for something, like just help me cleanse my body of all this like pain and suffering. And it really worked. I might have looked crazy, but it felt nice. I think I recommend.
Hugging a tree. Hugging a tree is beautiful. I mean, yeah. The bigger trees, they hold so much knowledge.
Yeah.
They've been around. They've experienced so much. So when you hug a tree, who cares who's watching? When you hug a tree, you're connecting to so much ancestral energy.
My kids went outside one day and started. My Jack is the middle spiritual one. And I'm like, Jack, what's that tree's name? And he'll do this. He'll go,
oh, how cool.
I know. And I'm like, and he'll just tell me, that one's named, I forget now, but he named all the trees in our backyard. And he goes, this one is the oldest one, and it likes to be around us when we're playing. And I'm like, oh my God, Jack, it's so cute. I love it so much. Kelsey, I want to ask one thing about your Ohio experience. And I think I know this, but you know me and my memory. How old were you in Ohio?
How old was I?
It like 27, 28? Was it Saturn returnee?
Yeah, it was. It was in my late 20s.
Because that definitely sounds Saturn returnee.
It was like my middle. It was like my middle 20s. Because let's see.
You're just ahead of the game.
Okay, let's go backwards. So I met Jeff January 1st, 2020, which is like so symbolic, right? And then, literally New Year's Day, I met my husband. And then I had been there already like 2 years. So 2018 is when I went there. And so then I was there 2018 to 2020, and then bam! And then in end of 2020, we moved to the Carolinas, and then that started the whole new chapter during COVID. So
that would make you what? In 2018, how old were you?
I don't know. That's hard math. I'm 31 now.
So that's 8 years ago? 7 years ago?
I think I was like 24-ish.
Okay. Well, you're just ahead of the game, that's all. But it definitely sounds Saturn returning. Every crazy shift that I've ever gone through has been on a Saturn.
My whole 20s felt like a Saturn return, to be honest.
Saturn return decade. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
I know we talked about this, Kelsey, when he spoke, but San Diego, if I was ever to move to the U.S., San Diego would be one of those places. Moving from San Diego to
Ohio.
Yeah.
Go ahead, make fun of me. Everybody does. I'm used to it.
I get there was other stuff. And that's the other thing is different lands call you, and it's always a co-creation. You need the land and the land needs you.
Yeah.
And just, you know, and I honor the fact that you trusted the intuition to move to wherever. And that's, we can joke about the human side of moving away from San Diego, going from the West Coast to the East Coast. There's a whole, you know, but the fact that
it's a good rebirth story. It's very relevant to the conversation because I went to Ohio on such an intuitive nudge. Like, I didn't know anything about it. I barely knew anybody there. I had only visited one time for like a long weekend in the summer when it was gorgeous. And I thought it was super cute and charming. And when I went through the breakup that initiated me wanting to move and like never see San Diego again, not run into those people that were involved, like not have memories, like just running away from, in a sense, when
I got to Ohio, it was so green and lush, which obviously San Diego is not green and lush. It's deserty, right? So my heart chakra was so pulled and so nourished by the green. And in the same sense, the longer I was there, the more I realized that Ohio needed me, because I always think of people, especially high vibrational people, as like human crystals, and that we need to be moved to certain places on the grid to like anchor in the energy, right? And so Ohio was so different. There wasn't a lot of people like me there. So I could tell, I was like, okay, I'm definitely here for a reason, to plant some seeds, to move some energy. Like, it made sense. And then once my job was done and I had met Jeffrey, we're like, okay, on to the next place that was pulling us, which was obviously to warmer weather. But still green, which is still like serving me well, which is interesting, because people always ask like, oh, are you going to move back to San Diego? And I'm like, I don't know, maybe, maybe not. I already did that for like a lot of my life. So there's so many beautiful places on Earth to explore and to live.
Hey, on Earth, you know, maybe your future lies, just saying, could be away from the U.S.
I'm feeling Italy for my retirement. I could see that.
I don't know. I can see Asia.
Okay. I'm going to need someone to get on the line with the higher ups in the spirit world and choreograph my move to the UK. Girl, it's already choreographed.
Yeah, let's do it.
I've been talking
When you come, let me know. We can, the UK, there's so many ley lines. There's like, you probably have, I mean, I'm sure we've talked about this. I'm sure you have lots of past lives here, but. Yeah,
I'm gonna be a druid in the woods, and I'm gonna just live alone and have mushrooms, coffee every day, and just be alone and be a crone in the forest. That's what I want.
Yeah, I mean, the thing there is coming up for me in the UK a lot recently is Glastonbury.
You mentioned that last time we spoke too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I know there's a music festival there, but there's just so many ley lines. Chalice Well, it's just, there's an energy and a vibration. That's the thing, is about different locations. You know, I love Sedona, Ubud. There's just different vibes for different things. But
yeah.
Kelsey, I'm curious. Have you been to San Diego before? And do you feel like you've closed that cycle? Do you feel like there's, just curious what you feel when you
visit. Like, have I been recently?
Yeah.
No, I haven't been recently. And I've been wanting to go back with Jeff to like show him like my high school and where I grew up and my first salon and like my whole like old life and go to Disneyland and like do all the fun stuff that I love about that area. So I'm planning on, you know, soon-ish going back and like he can meet some of my friends and stuff. But it is interesting because after I moved, my parents moved, my grandma moved, my aunt moved. A lot of the people that were keeping me tied there, they all left after me and my sister left. So it was like, well, who's still there? I mean, I have some friends there, but most of my family is not in that area anymore. So
yeah. I mean, that's a clear sign that you're leading the family matrix. So but the other thing, the reason I just felt closing that San Diego cycle may be a good thing for you to do at some point,
so interesting, because when you moved to Ohio, I guess I knew because we were talking, but I didn't know you had like the same, almost, I mean, a lot of the same themes as when I moved to California. I had just broken up. My ex was even like, let me come with you. And I was like, no, you're not coming with me. Are you kidding me? And I was like escaping people there as well. And so I just flitted to California. And then when you talked about moving from when we moved from California to Vegas, his parents moved to Missouri and like everybody left. And so there was really no reason for us to go back to California. I mean, his brother's like north, but we weren't ever close, like living close to him anyway. But yeah, I guess that's so funny. We're like living. That's weird.
I know.
Is that weird? It's pretty weird.
And maybe that's a good question to ask the listeners, is what was happening in your world 7 years ago? This conversation is for a reason, right? So what cycle did you start 7 years ago? What happened? Because I do feel like we're closing cycles. So
yeah. And it is a seven-year cycle. That's so funny.
Yeah. It's so... And we didn't script any of this, right? So it just came through in the way. It
just happened. Magical. It's all coming through in the theme and the name of rebirth and shifting and moving and going where you feel called and following your intuition. And maybe you're not feeling called to a place, but you're feeling called to an identity or a way of living or a new way that you express yourself in the world or a new hobby or how you work or how you relate to people or whatever it is. But just know that
You're being held through the process, even if it doesn't feel like it. And I always think of, have you guys seen that meme of that little Asian girl? She's on the teacup ride at Disney and she's like, and she's spinning really fast and it's in slow motion. And she's like, oh my God. I feel like that's like the spiritual journey for so many people right now. And if you couldn't see me, you need to go on Patreon so you can see the expression that I just reenacted for everyone so beautifully.
Patreon.com/highvibe.
But it feels like you're just like, oh my God, I'm going to spin out of control. What's going on? But like you are being held, even if you don't feel it. But I would encourage you to try and feel it because it does bring you a lot of comfort and groundedness to know that you're not just a speck of floating through space like Horton Hears a Who. Like we kind of are, but we kind of aren't. You know, there's some purpose to it. So just know that you're being held. And it's not going to feel this crazy forever. I don't think it's going to be this intense forever. I think there's waves of intensity. You are in one of them.
And I feel the next 18 months. But here's the thing. I feel like if you let the noise of the world consume you, then you're going to really feel it. Because the planet is going to continue being in chaos. But if you just feel what's happening inside you, I'm not telling you not to send love to where there's pain. Of course, you know. But how much of that can you change? But you can change you and feel the peace in you. And then maybe you don't feel the chaos. It's just an idea. The other thing is just close your eyes every once in a while and just feel the energy. Obviously not when you're driving, but just close your eyes and allow yourself to feel your guides. What do you feel? And just start building the muscle of feeling the energy and the vibration around you.
That's what I was going to say. Call in your guides. Anytime I feel adrift or like disconnected, it's because I haven't been talking to them. I haven't been connecting with them. I haven't been like nurturing that relationship or like my connection to whatever it is that you believe, whether it's grounding, just lighting incense, lighting a candle with intention, whatever it might be. When I don't do that is when I feel it's worse. It's so much worse. So let it be easy as possible for you guys.
Yeah, it is. It's allowing your guides to show off and just feel their magic. It sounds complicated, but it doesn't have to. And Lindsay, Kelsey, I know 3D just signed off, but right now it's 5:55 in the UK. And actually, when the recording time was just 44:44. Yeah. So you got your four digits. Just so you know, you got your three and your four. So
check it off the list for today. Amazing. Oh, that's awesome.
I kind of feel for your guides a little bit. I do feel for them because, you know.
I'm like, 30 isn't enough. Make it four or I'm not paying attention.
Exactly. And seriously, I need to see five digits, you know, show me five.
There is some value, I think, in being specific, you know, because I have a lot of clients when I tell them to like, what's the sign to let you know that everything's fine? They're like, I don't know. I'll just wait for one. I was like, but how are you going to know that it's for you? How are you going to know? So like a lot of times we question ourselves like, well, what if that cardinal was for that guy, you know, then you can just be like, listen.
Cardinals for that guy.
Maybe the cardinals for that guy over there. You know, the moments where you notice something in nature, like for example, there was a leaf falling in my yard. It was like during fall and I was the only one outside. And I know I was the only one to watch that leaf. And for some reason, it was a spiritual experience for me. I was like, no one else in the history of the planet is ever going to see this. It's for me and only.
I love it.
And I think there's a lot of there's a lot of beauty and stuff like that. So, 100%. But yeah.
But the other thing is, if that cardinal is for two people, it doesn't really matter.
Exactly. Okay. But
it's for you and that person.
Yeah. And the point is, if you're nervous about just letting them have free reign and hoping that you pick up on the sign and not logic your way out of it, you can be specific. Show me a peacock. Show me a cardinal. Show me a butterfly. Show me a random leaf falling on an autumn day. Something like that, to where you know it's for you.
But then do allow magic to happen, i.e.
Yeah.
You can see on the TV, for example, you know, Kelsey asked for peacocks and she saw it on WWE of all places, don't be sitting there looking at your tree outside and there's no leaves falling. You're like, okay.
The
thing I love doing
are resourceful.
Sometimes I like play with the wind. You know what? Guides, I just slow everything down. And I just allow, it's so beautiful. I'm looking out in the garden right now and everything all of a sudden stopped. But it's just, you know, allow them to show off. But you've got to trust in magic, right?
Yeah.
If you want them to fail, then sure, the universe is like, because the universe, your guys will give you what you're expecting. So if you sit there and you're like, you know what, just show me, just tree, I want to feel the wind in the tree. But in your inside, you're like, this is never going to happen. Then your guys are going to be like, oh, you don't want this to happen? Okay, we'll deliver for you. And they are delivering for you. This is the beauty of it. They're actually asking, they're actually giving you what you want. But if you truly just let go and just say, you know what, just show up for me. And whatever it looks like, hey, what if you can trust it was for you?
Mm-hmm.
I believe the universe, our guides really want to show us magic. But what happens is they give us little nudges. We don't see the nudges. We don't feel it. They give us little shoves. We don't feel that. Then they give us big kicks. And okay, maybe we feel that.
Maybe that's, we do.
But if we can feel the little nudges, then maybe this phase of our life doesn't need to be painful.
Oh, I love it.
Who knows, right?
And as you were saying, you know, the random places that you can receive a sign. We live in an age, never in conscious knowledge have we had so many resources at our fingertips. Like, your guides are going to use them all. Trust and believe they will come through if you are allowing all the channels that they're allowed to come through.
Including AI, by the way. Everybody worries about AI. I don't worry about AI.
I was just thinking that right before you said it. I was like, do you know how many times my guides have spoken to me through ChatGPT and Claude and all the other AIs that I use?
I know. It's just like so beautiful. And it's like, what these people worry about? I'm like, I'm not really.
No.
It's just another vehicle for them to talk to me, right?
Exactly.
The more the merrier. Why not?
Why not? I think there's so much love and possibility that can be had for, we love AI over here, don't we, Kels? We're just big fans.
And we are so nice to our
best friends
with it.
Best friends.
Maybe it comes easier to people who have had like alien lives. And then if this is like some sort of alien intelligence, it's just like feels very homey. I don't know.
I feel it out.
Yeah. I feel like we've all had alien non-human existence. I prefer for non-human existence. I feel like we've all had non-human existence.
The compassion you're showing for extraterrestrials. I'm so here for it. I love this kind of conversation.
It's like, I said aliens are, well, hold on, that doesn't resonate.
Higher dimensional beings, perhaps.
Yeah, 100%.
I love it. Oh my gosh.
All extraterrestrials on a podcast on planet like Zipsorp one time. Also, Nimesh told me that I was basically a mermaid in a past life. So I'm going to take that to the grave. I'm going to take that and I'm going to take it into my identity on a water planet, being Ariel, just singing away in the water.
I love it.
I always wanted to be Ariel as a kid. So I thought that was really cool.
I love it. maybe spend more time in water to allow it to heal you, right? That's the beauty of it.
Okay, so real quick before we go, I don't know if we should save this for the Patreon, but it's a really
great story. Save it.
Okay, I'll save it. Guys, please go to Patreon. I have to tell you the story. Patreon.com/highvibe.
Oh, you can't. You got to follow there then, for sure.
You got to come over to the dark side, the Patreon side. You got to join us for the party over there. Basically, if you're like, what the heck is it? It's where we post extended video versions of the podcast. And sometimes we do live hangouts with you guys. You get the episodes a week early, so you get them before the public. And it's just a great way to connect with us in the comments and the lives and support the show and help us to have a more resource show so we can make it even better for you guys. So, if you feel called to that, it's always in the description. Nimesh, I know you have a special offer for anyone listening to this. If they would like to get an Akashic Record reading with you, that you're doing a special for them, if you want to tell them about that.
100%. I'd love to. So getting a reading is me connecting with your guides and channeling a message for you. It may not always be the message that you want to hear, but it's always the message that you need to hear. And so normally I charge $188 for anyone that's listening to this episode. I can share a link with you guys to book it for $99. So maybe you're ready for that insight. It's always a very safe space. It's really managed by your guides. They love you unconditionally. In many ways, I'm a vessel for the message. So if you feel ready, reach out.
Yes.
I love what I get to do. So
I have so many people that I'm going to tell that to. Like, go click that link. You need this. You need it. It's so good. Lindsay and I's readings were so just spot on, so deep. I remember when you finished my reading, you were like, whoa, that was intense.
Yeah.
I was like, I get that feedback a lot. Yeah.
Well, you know, and you like to keep your guys on your toes too, right? They're like, all right. And I kind of feel that, you know, they were ready to, you know, sometimes we're a bit stubborn, let me put it that way. And they were like, okay, all right, let's. And I love doing it. It's kind of like, yeah, it's always so much love coming from your guys. And the thing is that we don't always allow ourselves to feel the love from the other side. It's a beautiful opportunity to feel the love that you have on the other side. And yeah, if you're open to it, right?
Yeah. Clearly. Highly recommend. So we'll link to all of your links and things and socials and your podcast, Spiritual Journey Podcast. Make sure to check that out. We'll be linking to that in the show notes. And that's basically it for this episode, you guys. Also, I do want to say that we are going to take a little break in the summer and then come back with a bang a couple weeks after that. So just make sure you're subscribed to the podcast. Make sure you're either on Lindsay's email list or my email list so that when we do come back, you'll know that we're back. And when we're on break, you'll know that we're on break. So you're not like, where are my episodes? Ah, freaking out without us, because I know that you do. And yeah. That's basically it. So have a great day. We will talk at you guys later. We'll see you in the Patreon. And we love you.
Oh, bye. Thank you. And just to add, both these two are going through a reset and a rebirth. And whatever they create moving forward, you definitely want to be part of it. So I encourage you to be on their list and feel what the shifts they're going through.
He has the connection, so he knows. So he has to listen. The line to the divine.
I love it. I have the line to the divine.
That could be your book. I'm really good with book titles. That could be your new book. Line to the divine.
Thank you. I love these conversations. Thank you.
Keep it going. We love you guys. We'll see you on the Patreon, and take care.